League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Uh-oh, trouble in Atlanta. Welcome back in Game Time Decisions on Sports Grid. I'm Kevin Walsh. It's a Monday night. We have a new World Series favorite. Don't you love it when some analysis comes together? Philadelphia Phillies, 3-1 to win the World Series because they are up 3-0 on the Atlanta Braves in the top of the third inning. A single for Alec Bohm brought in Trey Turner in the first, and a two-run homer by JT Realmuto. Brought home Bryce Harper as well in the top of the third inning. That hitter pitcher history paying off for Mr. Realmuto, who's 2-for-2 tonight and just flew over his 2+ base prop. Still rooting on Austin Riley and Ronald Acuna Jr. in that market in this game, as well as the over of 8, +290 now in the Philadelphia Phillies. How about the longest World Series number we have seen all season? The Atlanta Braves +750. A lot of game left. They come back +310 to win this baseball game, live money line. Atlanta wins this game. They become the favorites to win the World Series again. I am telling you, that is how this number is going to move. If you believe in Atlanta tonight, you probably believe in them long term, +750 to win the World Series. And again, even if they don't win this game tonight, how much further does that World Series price move back? And you've got games to play with still going to Philly. Of course, Philly, we need to try and close it out. At home, total live in this game right now is 9.5. It is juicy to the under at -130, but right now it is all Philadelphia Phillies, a -460 live favorite on this board. Zach Wheeler has been brilliant. The only base runner allowed came from an error. He has struck out 6 batters through 2 innings. He has been untouchable up until this point here. We will see how this continues. We will see if this Atlanta offense can get off of the mat and have not scored yet this postseason. Let's get our radio audience into the fold here on a Monday night. Game Time Decisions is live on SiriusXM, channel 159, all across the Sports Grid Network here. I'm Kevin Walsh. Again, this is a Monday night. We've got Dodgers Diamondbacks. Again, I'm certainly not scared to tell you when I'm right, but I'm not scared to tell you when I'm wrong either. And the Los Angeles Dodgers made me look a bit silly. Over the weekend, bet this team to win 3-0. I knew that bet was a loser in the top of the first inning of this series, where the score was 6-0 Diamondbacks. Clayton Kershaw goes out and gives you 1 out, 6 hits allowed. Awful, awful stuff from Kershaw, 11-2 Arizona wins. So now tonight it's Merrill Kelly getting the baseball. And it's Zach Gallen getting the baseball, and he goes up against Bobby Miller. I'm on the over 8 in this game. Location worked out. I thought we could potentially see Lance Lynn here in the 2 spot. It's Bobby Miller tonight. Bobby Miller's been a bit better on the road this season than he has been at home, so that is a bit advantageous. There is some success within this Arizona lineup against Miller because they did see him earlier this season. Miller gave up 4 earned runs in that game. Zach Gallen, we have talked a lot about it, a better pitcher at home this season, significantly. Now, he's able to handle his business fine enough against Milwaukee, only allowing 2 earned runs, but we know this Dodger lineup is much better than that Milwaukee Brewer lineup here. Some key guys that would jump off of the page would be Mookie Betts, as well as Will Smith, if you were looking to target those player props. And I am on Mookie Betts for 2+ bases in this game as well. But I thought this was one of the easier ways to try and sell people on some value in this baseball game. These two pitchers met head-to-head August 8th. That is not all that long ago. And we saw the Dodgers booked as about a minus 145 favorite in the game. The total was an 8.5. So they drop a half run off of the total because, oh, it's postseason baseball. But it being postseason baseball, sure, in the wild card round, nobody could score. But it didn't matter in the first game of Dodgers Diamondbacks. It didn't matter one bit in the Rangers-Orioles game the other day. It hasn't mattered much in Astros-Twins. So knocking off a half of a run here just because we are into the wild card round presents value to me. Worst case, we push. I played over 8 in this spot here between the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks. This side, too tricky for me to get involved with. I don't want to reverse course too much. Bet this 3-0. LA, obviously already a loser. If I had to play the money line, I'd actually be a bit more tempted by Arizona. If Zach Gallen has it tonight, it could be in a long night for LA, but I'm banking on that not being the case and betting that total of an 8. I will also let people know, I want to see if this is still the case. I did see that total pop a 7.5. Yes, there is an expensive 7.5 out there in the market if you want to take a look so far. And there's a few 7.5s out there. So you can get a better number tonight and cash on an 8. If you will, for Dodgers Diamondbacks, wasn't there when I bet it. But still, just to give people an idea, you can jump in. Let's just talk a little American League before we hit our break here. Because for me, this is going as well as possible. Plus 950 on the Twins, 9-1 on the Rangers. These two teams are in the driver's seat. Current live odds, Texas Rangers plus 125 to win the American League. The Minnesota Twins are plus 210. Astros check in plus 230. Twins take the lead 1-1 series, but they take the lead in the market due to this series heading back to Minnesota. Baltimore all the way back there at 14-1. I cannot and will not sell you on Baltimore. I do believe the Orioles have drawn dead here up against Texas. They needed the game with Bradish. They couldn't get it. They go to Grayson Rodriguez in game 2. Nightmarish. Going to Kremer in game 3, at least he has been better on the road, but he is not the same pitcher that is Nathan Eovaldi. And we are seeing some hot bats for the Texas Rangers right now in this postseason. And even if this isn't a sweep, is this team going to throw Gibson? On the 11th, are they going to flip it back around to Bradish on shorter rest for game 4? I don't love the chances for Baltimore to bounce back whatsoever. As far as Astros Twins, because again, if some of you out there, I hope, are in the same spot as me with having Minnesota and Texas, there is a part of me that has thought about bet the Astros and be done with it. You can do that. You can lock in your profit and you can send it off. However, Sonny Gray, to me, is the current best pitcher of the remaining playoff teams. Some people would say Spencer Strider. Some might say Zach Wheeler. Maybe someone try and say Verlander. I believe it is Sonny Gray. That's what it has been so far this season. Sonny Gray is a big part of why I bet Minnesota. So I am going to let that number go. And I'm going to ride that out and hope for the 2-1 series lead.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
In game number 4, you would imagine Minnesota is throwing Bailey Ober again. If they throw Kenta Maeda, I think you're going to see the Astros probably take that game 4. And while Pablo Lopez would go 100% in game 5, and there would be confidence for Minnesota, the Twins are not going into a 5th game in Houston booked as a favorite. Point being, I think if you're looking to grab the Astros' futures, bet their money line if you really want to, but I would wait for game number 4. Quick break, we're right back. It's a Monday night on Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back to right here, Game Time Decisions on a Monday night, which means we have Monday Night Football, Raiders, Packers. We're going to handle some market movement in a moment, but first we throw it over to Davis Maddock, who has a big-time same-game parlay with the Packers and the Raiders.
All right, guys, we are back for another same-game parlay over on the FanDuel Sportsbook. Monday Night Football, we have the Las Vegas Raiders hosting the Green Bay Packers. Not taking a stance on a side in this same-game parlay because I think these are two pretty mediocre teams, and that's just not that fun. So we are going to begin our same-game parlay by adding Devontae Adams as an anytime touchdown scorer. When FanDuel gets around to posting his alternate receiving overs, I like going alternate over 100 yards and over 7 receptions on Adams. You can add that in when you get there. But the second leg of our same game parlay is going to be Christian Watson as an anytime touchdown scorer. He returned to the lineup on Thursday night against the Lions, ran about half the routes. Of course, he scored a touchdown because that's what Christian Watson does. I like buying on these prices for him right now before the market realizes that he just is a touchdown scorer. And then we are also going to add a Christian Watson alternate receiving yardage total. We are going to go Christian Watson alternate over 80 yards on FanDuel Sportsbook. That is going to give us a three-leg same-game parlay of plus 1,287 odds. Devontae Adams anytime touchdown, Christian Watson anytime touchdown, and Christian Watson 80 or more yards. Buying low on Christian Watson before the market corrects, and I just want to be buying on Devontae Adams in this revenge spot as much as possible. Good luck tonight, everybody.
All right, appreciate that there, Davis Maddock. Break down a little bit of this Monday night game here between the Raiders and the Packers. It does make sense that if Watson is able to splash tonight, supposed to be this team's number one, you can cash out in a big way. Let's talk a little bit, though, about our Super Bowl odds. We're not finished yet with Week 5, but the top of the market likely will not really be impacted here by the Raiders and the Packers game. The Niners are, at the moment, standalone favorites. The idea coming off of Sunday Night Football is that MVP Purdy is leading, at the moment, the best team in the league. And their numbers drop down to plus 460 with the dominant win over the Dallas Cowboys. The Kansas City Chiefs sit flat. They were not upset, as I was expecting, by the Minnesota Vikings. The game was close, a cover for KC. They hold serve. Philly comes back a bounce. Listen, I'm not going to do this nonstop. I am going to poke Ranieri a little bit later on about this whole Eagles win total under thing. I can't help myself. But this is likely just the Niners eating up a lot of the market. However, if the Niners eating up the market makes sense, right? But because you've now allowed the Eagles' division odds to go significantly stronger due to dropping Dallas to two wins, the Eagles' movement backwards is a bit of a mistake, albeit a minor one. Buffalo comes way back. Look, they clearly were, and we didn't know until we knew, they clearly were at a disadvantage going to London where Jacksonville had already been there. But they had countless opportunities to win that football game, and they couldn't take advantage of them. Maybe more importantly, they leave the game injured, and they've been picking up injuries now for a couple of weeks in a row. That's the big concern with my Super Bowl pick in Buffalo, far more than the result. You see Miami's odds grow shorter. It makes sense. The offense is out of this planet. And then the Dallas Cowboys come way back. I think the argument is the Dallas Cowboys should go back much further. The Dallas Cowboys are two back of the Philadelphia Eagles, had a challenge spot against the Niners and didn't even look anywhere near the class. Get the Detroit Lions up in front of that football team at minimum. Get the Baltimore Ravens up in front of this Dallas Cowboys team as well. Divisional favorites here, not getting enough respect. Dallas still getting too much respect in the market. With MVP Purdy here, why don't we talk a little bit about your MVP pricing and where some of the value is sitting in that market and some of the movement that we've seen as well. Once again, it's Patrick Mahomes. Plus 350, now the favorite. 5-1, 2-6. Jalen Hurts' odds come down a touch. Double the number now, Josh Allen. There he is. MVP Purdy. 9 touchdowns, no picks. Best team in football, everybody tells me. 50-1 ticket comes crashing down. But if the season ended today, who would you vote for? You're going to tell me you'd vote for Mahomes, but he's been nowhere near his standard. Are you going to vote? Would you vote for Jalen Hurts? Nobody seems to think he's playing well. If you tell me you're going to vote for Tua, that's a hard sell.
when all the arguments against Purdy, well, great coach, great players, are against Tua, except Tua lost in a step-up game to Josh Allen. Nobody would vote for Josh Allen if the season ended today. I mean this. You think I'm going to be lying? If the season ended today, I think Brock Purdy wins the league MVP. But the 50-1s aren't out there anymore. Look, Mahomes is going to be in this race all season long. I really doubt he's able to bring this award home, which means we're seeing value throughout this market. Lamar Jackson might have been the favorite if his wide receivers could catch. They couldn't, so his odds now not as – you can buy on him, but if you already have a Lamar Price, that was a tough game. You lose to the Steelers. It was a really big missed opportunity for Baltimore, who has two losses right now, and they're two of the worst losses we've seen this season. Let's continue to move this along here. The Offensive Rookie of the Year odds, we knew would take a shift in a game between the Falcons and the Texans. And interestingly enough, Atlanta grabs the win, but look at the shift here. Bijan comes well back. C.J. Stroud grows in strength. As he should. C.J. Stroud right now looks like one of the 10 best quarterbacks in the National Football League. No other way to spin it. And you can't – look, Bobby Sloat, the O.C., is great. The offensive line play has their first healthy game in forever. And it's not like this is some unreal wide receiver room. C.J. Stroud deserves this number. But we did see Puka Nacua be back to wide receiver two with the Cooper Kupp reentry. Nacua is going to create separation from all of the rookie wide receivers you would think. Though perhaps the Justin Jefferson injury could open things up for Jordan Addison some, which is something to keep our eyes on. But Nacua is not now going to run away with this. Devon Achane is at the moment the most explosive player in the league, which comes off loosely impossible considering he's on the Miami Dolphins next to Tyreek Hill. That's just what Achane is at the moment. I do think he picked up a bit of an injury. Can he continue to keep this up? These are all valid questions. I think I'm a C.J. Stroud believer because I'm a Texans believer. Bet him to win the division. I still think it's possible. But if they don't cross the finish line and this team finishes 8-9, let's say in Houston, but Miami does finish 12-5, win an AFC East, could team success make a difference in this market? It is possible. Achane is interesting. A big number potentially on Jordan Addison you could talk me into as well. Richardson's odds probably continuing to fall throughout the day due to the injury he picked up. College football, we already talked about this with Joe Lisi a little bit. But again, some movement in the market. Georgia rolls Kentucky. Shout out to Joe Lisi for an incredible best bet on college football today. This Saturday, for the first time they cover a number, their odds shrink as you would expect. OU, huge shift, 25-1. Down to 15-1. Texas goes plus 750 to 20. I did think about buying a little Texas, but I'm not there yet. There's enough of a season that needs to play out there, but I still think Texas could catch OU in the rebound game, in a Big 12 championship game. I'm banking on that being the Big 12 championship. But all day long, I was badgering the team. I'm like, can please just give me a quick chance to talk about USC. USC, I laid the 20.5 in that game, okay? So I am not going to tell you that their performance was acceptable on Saturday. But for that football team to have the unanimous, unchallenged best player in the sport win a football game and go 15-1 and 24-1 tells you everything you need to know about what people think of that defense. Well, and here's the problem for USC. I will still be absolute.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Please stunned if they don't play in a Pac-12 championship game. The schedule is there for them. But this team, when they get in, you're looking to buy out. Because Oklahoma and Texas, they could hang with Georgia. USC cannot at all. We'll talk to Lisi a little bit more. Monday Night Football next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Bagwich, you're right here on a Monday night. We have lost game time decisions. Joe Lisi back in the fold here. Joe, let's hit a little Monday Night Football here. Raiders, Packers. I'll start this off just in terms of a side. I want to see if anything caught your eye here. The Packers right now looks like it's 2.5 pretty much anywhere you look. Is that a number that you're willing to get invested in here on Green Bay?
Yes, I took Green Bay. I took the over 45 flat, Kev, at -110. So we'll see how it plays out right now. I believe the better team is the Green Bay Packers. The better coach is LaFleur over McDaniels. And again, I know that they have the veteran quarterback Garoppolo, but Jordan Love is dealing this year. Now, no Aaron Jones or hurt the rushing attack, but I expect A.J. Dillon to step up. So I altered Dillon up to 80-plus yards tonight. I also got a good line this morning. They tacked a 29.5 number on him earlier with Jones, and then they took it off at around noon Eastern time today. So, you know, I expect a big game out of A.J. Dillon. You look at the Las Vegas defense giving up 136 rushing yards per game. I understand Pittsburgh couldn't take advantage a couple of weeks ago, but I think A.J. Dillon could have a big game tonight.
Yeah, I'm on A.J. Dillon as well. Wasn't fortunate enough to be up early enough to grab those numbers that you did bet. But also, so I wouldn't have bet it if Aaron Jones was playing. But to your point, Aaron Jones was really never playing in this game. So it's a great look by you. I'm still on his over 45.5 for A.J. Dillon. I'm hoping that the Packers can cross the finish line in this game here. It's a desperation spot for Vegas. Total's tricky to me, Joe, because I have bets. I'm on both quarterbacks over 1.5 passing touchdowns. That suggests this game isn't over, but I am going to, at the moment, steer clear of the total. In terms of touchdowns, though, who's catching the attention?
Well, Christian Watson and Romeo Doubs are both plus money. I think it's 210 and 240 respectively. And you look at Jordan Love's number, it's 235.5. I altered him up too. I know I didn't give it to you, but I altered him up to 275 plus at like 2-1 or plus 185. I got to look. But Doubs and Christian Watson are the key as well in terms of the passing game. Light numbers, yeah. 47.5 and 44.5 respectively. I think, look, in order for Green Bay to win, both of those players have to get over those totals. So I'm taking Green Bay, I'm taking Love, Dillon, and both wide receivers. Jaden Reed is a little bit of an anomaly. He's a spark plug slot type of player. I could see him getting into the end zone, but a little bit inconsistent. When you look at Love, he looks to more Watson and Doubs more than he looks to Jaden Reed. So we'll see how this game plays out.
If I am on touchdowns tonight, and I haven't bet these at the moment, Doubs and Musgrave would be the Green Bay guys I look for tonight. The tight end coming back in off of the concussion that cost him a lot of that game against the Detroit Lions, I think could be live tonight in the end zone. If you trust the workload, the 30.5 prop could be actionable as well. Joe, I want to kind of take a look at the weekend here, some of the action that we saw on Sunday and what jumps off the page? I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about much Sunday Night Football with the Niners hanging it on the Dallas Cowboys. Look, I think it's pretty clear as day. Dallas is not even close to the upper echelon of this league. I know they beat up on the Jets, the Giants, and the Patriots. Good for them. The two best teams they played were the Niners and the Cardinals, and they were dominated in both football games.
No, you're right. And Dak Prescott didn't step up. I mean, three interceptions, Kevin. You look at the flip side. After the two pick sixes against Matt Jones, they allow Brock Purdy to throw for 283 and four touchdowns and allow San Francisco to rush it for 5.1 yards per attempt and rush. So I don't know. The front seven broke down. The mindset was completely laxed for the Dallas Cowboys. I thought they came into the game flat. This is a team that they lost to in the playoffs the past couple of years. Looked like the fight was over in the first round. I mean, it was amazing in terms of how flat they came out last night, and that's on Mike McCarthy. I blame nobody else. McCarthy, then obviously the play of Dak Prescott. But again, when you can't get off the field for that defense, you're putting your offense in a tough situation as well.
Yeah, there were so many spots to be disappointed in Dak. None more disappointing, though, when Fred Warner and Nick Bosa are laughing on the sideline, backups are in, Tony Pollard breaks out 26 yards on a catch on a screen play, and the next pass, Dak throws a pick. It's like, you are playing backups. They're giving you a touchdown if you want it, and you still can't cross the finish line. It was just a really, really bad performance. But look, Joe, there's, again, when I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And I'll hopefully never be as wrong as I was on Sunday when it came to the New England Patriots and their game against the New Orleans Saints. If you told me that game finished 34-0, I would have said, I told you so. Told you the Saints were bad. Told you Belichick would have them ready. 34-0 New Orleans? Speechless. Truly. The Patriots have to be viewed right now as what is a clear-cut bottom five team in the NFL.
Yeah, and how he built this team. I mean, think about what he did in the offseason. He drafted a place kicker and a punter. Okay, no offensive weapons for Mac Jones. You look at the game, I think it was the COVID year, or maybe it was 2021. He played the Saints too, and he threw two picks, and one got returned for a touchdown in that game that they lost. So, you know, Dennis Allen has had a good defensive game plan against Bill Belichick, and that team came ready to play. What I'm shocked about is to get shut out, to not change anything from the offensive philosophy. They go just vanilla. They have no speed on the perimeter, and that's why I liked them yesterday, Kev. We talk about Hunter Henry cannot be your biggest weapon. He's not Travis Kelce. No. He came into that game, 17 receptions, 176 yards. Devontae Parker played with Teddy Bridgewater in Louisville. That's how long ago that was. So they have no pure number one. They should just put in Kayshon Booty, put in some young talent, develop them for next year. Because, again, Denver, New England, Minnesota, they're going nowhere.
Yeah, it's a really, really bad spot. I want to ask you about another performance, though, Joe. This was something that you and I agreed on heading into Sunday, and that was that Cincinnati would bounce back against Arizona. 300 yards for Burrow. Ja'Marr Chase was absolutely brilliant. Buck 92 in the air, 3 touchdowns. The thing with a team like Cincinnati, though, we don't go, hey, man, nice win. You know, no. It's, is this real? And do we start to look at Cincinnati numbers where they're 31-1, for example, Joe, in the Super Bowl market? They were underneath 10-1 before the season started. Yep. They're still the longest odds to win the AFC North. How much confidence is now there for Cincinnati coming off of this win? I was impressed, but I don't want to overreact to what I still believe is a pretty bad Arizona team.
Yep, totally agree. And I said it to Ben on the radio side today that I would give it one more game. You know, the 500, 4-3 overall to see if Burrow's consistently putting up these type of numbers, and it wasn't an aberration. He clearly wasn't healthy at the start of the year. Every throw was short to intermediate. It was a check down, you know, underneath coverage. He finally pushed the ball to Ja'Marr Chase yesterday. That's a great sign, but I'm not buying into it for 1 week. To your point, it was Arizona, and we know that Arizona, to me, is now going to go the other way. You know, they got a benefit of, you know, a couple of early season covers, and they got the win over Dallas. But at the end of the day, they're now, the schedule is catching up to them, and the fact that they're basically playing backups. I mean, I told you yesterday, Josh Dobbs, they scraped them off the street 2 weeks before the season. You know, and he was putting up numbers and put up some numbers yesterday. But at the, you know, he's not a starting quarterback in the league. Otherwise, Pittsburgh would have never got rid of him. Tennessee would have never gotten rid of them. Here's the thing. They're going to go the other way. For Cincinnati now, they have to capitalize on these teams and not take anybody. They're like Texas in terms of the college side. There's no margin of error for the Cincinnati Bengals, even though the division is winnable because all these teams will eat each other.
So that's the thing. I don't want, not that there's a massive margin for error, right? But there's more margin than there should be. This is always easy to say, but it's not a stretch to say the Ravens should be unbeaten. But instead, they're 3-2. The Steelers are 3-2, and Cleveland is 2-2. Cincy is right there,
for that division. And to be honest, too, Joe, it's not even, if you tell me Cincinnati is there, that means at some point Burrow got right, right? We talked to Doc on Sunday, and he said at some point he will be 100%, right? At some point this season, I'm a little tempted by these long Bengals numbers. I didn't love them coming into the season, but that was based on really short numbers. To get this team at longer than Jacksonville, for example, or the Los Angeles Chargers, that jumps off the page.
No, it does. But here's the thing. Let's keep in mind, two divisional losses to start the year. So that is huge when you look at them for the division, right? So, again, right. Yeah, can they be? You know, and you have to look big picture. They can't be looking to win the division. Win as every game as possible. Also think wild card, because if they're 9-8, Kevin, they're the second team in the division, that potentially might not get them in. So, again, I would look, make playoffs, AFC championship if they sneak in. The division, believe it or not, would be one bet I wouldn't make.
Yeah, the plus 154 to make the playoffs. And I don't think that's a... I don't think you're wrong about that, because if you bet Cincinnati to win the AFC, yes, you'd love for them to win the division, but if they get in, you'll take that. Joe, appreciate it as always. We'll talk later in the week, no doubt.
Anytime. Love the show.
My man, that is Joe Lisi right there. You can find him all across the Sports Grid Network. Carver and Lisi stops by all the time on Coast to Coast as well. College Football Today, Pro Football Today. Football full circle. What doesn't the guy do? We'll be right back. It's Game Time Decision.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep their trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in, Game Time Decisions on a Monday night. I'm Kevin Walsh, and man, we just got a great crew here, man. I mean, when you ask Joe Ranieri about him, he'll tell you all about it here. Joe Ranieri, Dave Sharapan, the in-game live crew stopped by on a Monday night. Fellas, we'll talk a little bit about the weekend, but I want to start it off actually with the baseball here. Ranieri, I'll kick it to you. The Braves trail right now, 3-0 to Philly, and then Dodgers Diamondbacks coming up. What do you think about the baseball here on this Monday night?
Well, we said it last week, and we'll reiterate it here with you again, Walsh. Who thought 8 days off was a good idea just simply to set up a rotation? I have no idea, because the Braves and... unfortunately, it looks like the Dodgers, as well as the Orioles, and the list goes on. These teams look like they haven't played, oh, let me think. Oh, yeah, in 8 days. They can't hit water if they fell out of a boat. They're swinging through everything. And, you know, the teams that look like they never stopped playing baseball, and good baseball at that, yeah, the Philadelphia Phillies, the Texas Rangers, the list goes on, and even the Arizona Diamondbacks. I hate the whole 8 days off between games thing. I think it's an absolute nightmare.
It's an interesting point. I will say, if we end up, did JT Realmuto? Oh, no, sack fly. Okay. It's 4-0 I'm seeing now for Philadelphia, yeah. By the way, as this tally keeps growing here. If we see all of the wild card round teams advance, Dave, you can't then... That's too much, I think. I'm not saying that baseball is going to change the whole format, but that then becomes more than a coincidence, I think, if all four wild card teams make it through.
Well, if all four favorites won, then we wouldn't be having a discussion. That's why it's baseball, and that's why they play the games. The bye works for football. I don't think there's a problem with it. I mean, it is what it is. Hit better, throw better, pitch better. These are the rules. It wasn't like you didn't know the rules, so... I don't know, but I know this: the pricing of it is absurd. We're on some dog prices on some exactas. I'm all right with the dogs winning, because the books had the value on teams like the Orioles, you know, to be the odds-on favorite along with the Astros. The Astros are looking at a tough series. Everybody at the five-game series is the problem. You need a seven-game series. That's what you need. Stop playing the games a week earlier and start the playoffs the last week of the regular season now, and then you, I think you'd be good. But, yeah, I'm not buying the argument with this, you know, crying about the good teams being rewarded and having time off. I'm not buying it.
Not a reward. It's not a reward.
What I would say.
How is this a reward? You have a team that was the best hitting team through 162 games, has now gone 13 innings without scoring a run at home. That's not
good
a
pitching,
reward.
Joe. Good pitching wins
no,
every time.
Good Joe, pitching, on. You're pleased.
They're,
good
because
pitching.
They're offering
talking about
days,
a team that had
that, Joe.
No
you're
problem.
You're better than that.
No problem dropping 7-8 runs a game through 162. But now good pitching is somehow or another going to be the deciding factor. No way. Guys lose rhythm. They lose sight. They lose feel at 8 days off, and you can't simulate it. You know who can? Philadelphia. Because look at the way they're swinging the bat at these great number one and number two pitchers.
Yeah, and Fried was off. Fried was coming back from an injury. I mean, they score four runs. There's more to it than that.
Yeah, but Atlanta's not scoring at home. Because they look
yeah,
like
Atlanta hasn't been shut out at home all season long. The last they've been shut out twice all year. It was once in April, once in May. And look, I'll throw this in, by the way. Atlanta, I think they went 162-0. They lost 4 out of 5 games coming out of the All-Star break. We've seen it with this. So there is something there to it. But again, Dave, because you say, well, if all four favorites won, we wouldn't be saying anything. Well, I mean, again, Dave, if the favorites win, then that's what's supposed to happen. But if yesterday every dog in the NFL won.
But the day's off for the same. I mean, that's not the reason why. It's coincidental, but it's just like a team covered.
I don't know, but what I would say, though.
They don't cover the ninth because of what? One has nothing to do with
it. What I would say.
It might be a reason.
No, but Dave, think about it this.
Cause of.
But right, all of our wild card games are going under, right? So everybody was thrown off offensively, and now these teams walk in. Listen, if it is nothing, like if the Dodgers go out there tonight and it's 12-3 LA, right? Then all right, Atlanta choked. You know what I mean? But it's if all of the wild card teams advance, we cannot chalk that up to nothing on a brand new format. Is how I would see it. But look, again, reasonable minds can certainly disagree.
One, it happened. They changed the format.
But it's important to understand, you can't, we're not taking a brush and painting everybody in the same light. What we're saying is, especially this Atlanta team, who we just saw the same thing happen a year ago to them. This is a team filled with guys that taking 8 days off in between competitive swings is not a great thing. Not for everybody, but with this Atlanta team especially, it's now 13 innings of no-run baseball at home when we're talking about a team that averaged 8-9 runs in this ballpark. Can't tell me that there aren't the core of those hitters that have lost a half a second or have lost the feel of competitive baseball because they took 8 days off.
And I would, again, what I would add is, and look, again, you know, it's one thing when it's Zach Wheeler, who looks incredible, and we know he's incredible. A Ranger Suarez-led bullpen day? I don't know about that. I don't know about that. Let's talk a little football, though, here, because we do have a Monday nighter that I'm sure people are excited to get some action in on here. The Packers' number is growing a bit shorter now, 1.5. Total still sits 45. There are props in this game that I'm all about here, including the quarterbacks and their touchdown passing prop, yet I didn't bet the total. So I don't know what that says. Talk to me here first, Ranieri. What do you think?
Well, I think the Raiders have a better shot if Kenny G plays quarterback. That's what I think here. Because Jimmy G ain't cutting it. Maybe if Kenny G gets out there with the saxophone, he can lull them. Oh, no, wait a minute. Jimmy G does that. This entire offense lulls people to sleep here. Interesting fact here, though, and it's kind of a tale of two halves here. I can't remember a game in which Green Bay went to the half with a lead. It appears they only like to play in the second half of games, while the Raiders have had really great starts, and that goes to make sense with the scripting and with, you know, say what you want about Josh McDaniel. he's a damn good offensive creator here, like Shanahan we just saw last night. It makes sense that the Raiders would get off to better starts than some others. I don't see any reason not to look at the Raiders in the first half of this game, but Green Bay full game in this one for me.
And Sig?
I don't know. The Packers last played on Thursday, so they got 8 days off or 9 days off.
Oh, that's yes.
a problem.
Yes,
Jimmy
I know.
G didn't
yeah.
play
and I played
last
chess
week.
On Tuesday because so that's not comparing apples to oranges.
I don't know who got the days off. I'm trying to figure out how to handicap the days off into this football game.
Because
I have
football,
no idea.
Yes.
Yeah, I have no. It's
10
different.
Days.
Of course, it's days
it's
off.
10 it's 10 days.
Different.
10 days off.
10 days off and 8 days off. It's tough.
It's an interesting spot when there's three of us because I don't ever want to pile on, right? But if I have to agree with someone, it's tough. Like, we can't pretend football and baseball are the same. Like, we're no. 7 days off is the standard.
Different. It's completely different.
Of course it's completely different. Don't egg me on. Don't egg me on. Don't egg me on.
Come into the handicap because we're talking about.
By the way, Dave, days off have always mattered in every single NFL handicapping game. Ever. Do you know how many people are going to bet the Bucs this week because they're off the bye? And Seattle? Yeah. It matters in every NFL cap ever. We know this.
It matters in cap. It doesn't matter always in the result. That's the best part about this whole space. We look at a lot of things that don't matter ultimately in the result. But that's fine. Listen, good luck with the game tonight. I'll be watching baseball. All right? The game's probably going to go over. That's at least, you know, where I don't know who's going to lull who to sleep, but I think, listen, Green Bay's terrible, okay? This might be the Raiders' get-right game, okay? A lot of people moved that number to one from one the other way to 2.5, and now the buyback occurs. This is what they do. The opposing groups move it one way, take the plus, move it back the other way by taking the plus on the other side. Good luck if you got props on this one, K-Dub. I don't know if you'll have a lot of overs individually, but I hope you have Devontae. His revenge game will be a good game tonight. No?
I'm on Jacoby Myers because I don't think Jimmy G cares at all that Devontae played, and the number is much lighter. So that's the way I'm going to attack that. A.J. Dillon, too, I think, relatively speaking, at least, can have himself a nice night. It's again, Green Bay is in such a fascinating spot. You two would know better than me. You go back longer. Any team has ever opened their first five games as a dog, but none of them at a field goal. Has anyone ever seen that? They have not been a field goal dog in any of these games.
I don't know.
No. It's all 2.5 and 1.5. It's very, very fascinating the way the Green Bay numbers look here. I was going to ask about the NFL this weekend, but we've kind of hit that. So I'll ask quickly then with some of the American League stuff here. And I'll go to you first, Dave. Any thought that a Baltimore comeback could be in the works or that the Astros can hit Sonny Gray?
The Astros could hit Sonny Gray, yes. To answer your first question first, the Orioles look toast to me. The Rangers offense, talk about hitting, talking about, again, We'll use the days off. They didn't have any days off. They've been on the road since. They haven't gone home, and all they do is hit. Now they get to go home. They get big game Nate. It's probably a wrap. And I mean, can Baltimore win three in a row? Of course. They didn't. What did they lose? Four in a row once all season? The playoffs are different. So I think Texas advances. I think we're in for five games with Houston and Minnesota. Pablo Lopez was just magical last night. That guy was he was really had his stuff and swing and miss stuff. Sonny Gray got the same stuff. I haven't looked at the weather yet. If it's a little bit chilly in Minnesota, might be tough to get contact. Looking at the total under, first five under. And sure, Minnesota, Texas could be the ALCS. I don't know if TV executives want that, but good luck.
I want it. I know that. Ranieri, thoughts on the American League?
Doesn't matter. They're not going to win it anyway. So I don't care who you throw in there. It's going to be the National League anyway. So what's the point?
That's true.
I mean, if it tree falls in a forest and nobody's there to see it, does it really, does it anybody really care? The answer is no.
No.
Because multi, and I'll throw this out of there. What gets more eyeballs here tonight, Walsh? The Arizona Dodger game or Monday Night Football?
I would, if it's not Monday Night Football, then ESPN is probably going to ask first.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Some money back, right? Don't we think?
Game goes right. Like last week, yes. Though. Giants-Seattle. Yeah. You're going to have more baseball.
What do you mean? You didn't enjoy
into the final 2 minutes. This game is going to be sleeper
please
fest.
Don't say that, please.
No, no, not again. It's this. Every time we do it, at some point, even if Ranieri likes the over, he sneaks in. By the way, it's going to be the worst game you've ever watched in your entire life.
It's terrible.
We'll see you on in-game live.
Awful.
We're taking
it's
a
awful.
Break. Those two will
Kenny
take
G,
over
baby.
At 8 p.m.
Should be good.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions. It's a Monday night. I'm Kevin Walsh. Coming up next, we'll be in-game live with Dave Sharapan and Joe Ranieri. And if you needed a hook, you should be watching that show regardless. But if you needed a hook, so these two can't agree on whether rest matters or not. And while they're tracking Monday Night Football, we'll be on no-hitter watch against the Atlanta Braves. So it should be incredible. So you make sure you tune in to In-Game Live. They take it up until 10 p.m. Eastern when Sports Rage late at night. Gabriel Morenci will and Cam Stewart will handle business until 1 a.m. Eastern, which should be great. With that Dodger game, bet the over late night, as well as the Mookie Betts 2+ bases. Best bet, we've already talked about Jacoby Myers, but my favorite on this card tonight would be A.J. Dillon over 45.5 rushing yards. The number has been on the move for A.J. Dillon, and that is all right because I still think that is going to be a big-time performance for AJ here, because Vegas has struggled against backs all season long. All opposing running backs have cleared at least 50 yards against the Raiders this season. AJ in the position to lead with Aaron Jones out. In Dylan's career, 4 games as the lead back without Aaron Jones. 3 of 4 games he has cleared this prop of 45.5. And in AJ's career, where he has had 11 carries or more, 15 of 22, he has been able to give us 50 or more yards. In games with 13 carries or more, tonight's rush attempts prop is 12.5. 13 of 14, he has had at least 50 yards. Workload will be there for tonight. A.J. Dillon gets over the number. As I said, Jacoby Myers, 50+. Number 2 wide receivers have had their way up against the Green Bay Packers. And then over 1.5 passing touchdowns for both starting quarterbacks. Jordan Love through 3+ in each of his first 2 games. We've seen the Raiders give 3 of 4 quarterbacks the chance to throw at least 2 touchdowns on him. And then Jimmy G will throw 2 tonight against a Green Bay secondary that has some vulnerability to me. Garoppolo's hit this in 2 of his 3 starts. Baseball, we follow along here. Phillies 4-0 lead. In-game live, we'll take the torch. I'm Kevin Walsh. This has been Game Time Decisions. Best of luck.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.